This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Like I said, we got a lot of things to talk about here, as usual, on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. NewCaliforniaState.com, state of the future. No doubt there is the state of the future. It's called New California. Got a lot of things going on, and I'm telling you, it is, I guess, one of those manic Mondays, right? You've got all kinds of things happening. We're kind of monitoring right now what's going to be happening with, whether or not Flynn is going to be, all the charges are going to be dropped by the judge, and it looks like that's probably the case. I don't know. It's 10 o'clock on the East Coast. They were supposed to have a decision. I have not seen anything yet. Doesn't mean it's not popped out there on some of the news services. We'll go through, I guess, the next segment here and find out what's going on. We will be opening up the phone lines, 215-867-8255, and that will be really, I think, quite a great thing. When you open up the phone lines, you can actually talk about some of these things. That's going to be in the third hour. So just to let you know what is going on. Okay, so we've got Elon Musk, you know, the guy from, it's interesting, Elon Musk is a Tesla, you know, SpaceX, all that stuff. He's quite the entrepreneur. He's worth billions of dollars, of course. And everybody says, oh, he's got all these public subsidized things going on, you know. And We understand that, but he's also done some just fantastic things with this Tesla automobile. And I'm not an electric car kind of guy for the most part, but he has struggled with this car and it's becoming quite popular. But now we've got something else going on with California. He's suing California.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk has had enough of California's COVID-19 restrictions. The billionaire is suing the county there, Alameda County, over its lockdown order and threatening to leave the state entirely. Musk tweeting this out. He said this is the final straw. Tesla will now move its headquarters and future programs to Texas or Nevada immediately. If we even retain Fremont manufacturing activity at all, it will be dependent on how Tesla is treated in the future. Tesla is the last car maker left in California. Our next guest used to lead the California Republican Party, attorney Harmeet Dhillon, and she joins us now from San Francisco. Hey, Harmeet.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. So what do you make of this?
Well, his lawsuit is interesting. I've actually sued the state 10 times over the same shutdown, but specifically his is about not the state's shutdown order, but the differences between Alameda County's shutdown, which is more restrictive in his view, and other counties. So there's a second facility that Tesla has in San Joaquin County, and they're allowed to operate. But Alameda County is saying, after some negotiations, we're not going to let your factory open, and that is their main manufacturing facility in America. So obviously that's crippling to the 20,000 employees of Tesla in California. And so that's why he's threatening to move it all to Texas and maybe other places.
Will he go through with it?
I think he has a good reason to. And I think that you probably are going to see some movement, certainly out of Alameda County.
Yeah, it just cost him a lot to move. And a lot of people would lose their jobs in California unless they, you know, he offered them to move with the company, but so many people might not do that. All right, so the county has a statement. They say, we appreciate that our residents and businesses have made tremendous sacrifices and that together we have been able to save lives and protect community health in our region. We need to continue to work together so those sacrifices don't go to waste. They're trying to say that they're staying safe. One of the councilwomen or the assemblywoman, Lorena Gonzalez, did you see what she tweeted out? She basically said, good riddance. This is what she said. I can't
Elon Musk, is that warranted?
He's just trying to make money and put food on the table.
Lorena Gonzalez, with a law she passed last year, has been responsible for the deaths of more jobs in California than any other member of our legislature. And she's from San Diego, so it's not really her backyard or her business. Very foul mouth on that lady. But look, if I'm a business owner, which I am, and I'm having my 20,000 person factory shut down in California, you better believe that I'm looking across the border to Nevada and other states that are beginning to open up, because those people, they may have jobs right now, but they can't work, and that's unsustainable for America's company. So California really needs to wake up and start changing its policies and open up safely, but faster.
Yeah, Dan Crenshaw tweeted out, come on, come to Texas. Thanks so much, Harmeet. Good to see you.
Yeah, come on,
thanks
come to
me.
Texas.
You're welcome.
And, of course, our response is, come on, let's just stay in, New California. Yeah, San Joaquin County is in New California. Part of Alameda County is the rural part of Alameda County is in New California. This Harmeet Dhillon, I appreciate what she's trying to do here and say and all this stuff, and she's got a number of lawsuits against the state of California, thinking that that's going to be the way of the future to just continue to sue Gavin Newsom. We're going to talk about the dictator of Gavin Newsom. But the problem is California is never going to change under this current configuration. And I know that there's a big effort to, we're going to make it better in California. How are you going to do that? Just exactly how are you going to change the landscape of California so that, Elon Musk and other people will want to come in and do business here? How are you going to do that? How's that working for you? How many years will it take for you to make that change? California. Hello? How are you going to do that? Big question, huh? Big question. Big question. Because that, if you want to change, and let's just say you're going to change California the way it is, and we're not going to have the discussion right now about New California. You're going to change California, and Donald Trump's going to come riding in on his big white horse to make that change. How is that going to happen? Well, it could happen under current circumstances where you have the Economic and Emergency Powers Act that's been invoked by the president. It's actually a better instrument to use than the Insurrection Act of 1807 to change government. put down insurrection or rebellion and that sort of thing. But because really we have a situation now where we have a complete picture that the governor is a dictator completely, and the legislature's out of legislature is out of control. In fact, the legislature has no say. Period. Now, in other words, the dictatorship has been completely established in California. The governor is a dictator. He's ruling by executive order. That's a fact. That is absolutely a fact. Steve Frank put up an article today about the number of executive orders that the president, or the, I'm sorry, El Presidente, for us in California, that Gavin Newsom has made edicts on. And of course, he's made a couple of other decisions we're going to talk about here in this hour too, that indicates he's clearly a dictator out of control. So the president can actually replace him. He could, and he could follow the theory that we have put out as New California, that the president would come in with Mike Huckabee, and Mike Huckabee would be the governor on a temporary basis. Now, he has to have some authorities to act, though. He has to have some authorities to act, and he's going to have to articulate with some sort of entities out there in the future in order to do that, to make it even more legal, constitutional. Let me put it that way. Because this is when you start to really engage in constitutional behaviors. Anyway, we got a break coming up. When we come back, we're going to talk about this. We're going to outline it as to a couple of options that the president has to make things a little bit better in California. Change California? Maybe, but doubtful. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. We're going to be checking to see right now with our sources. We don't have anything on what is going on, whether the judge has said anything. We have some stories. McFarland says Flynn's setup wasn't a few rogue agents went to the highest levels. Of course, we're all saying that. Of course, this is what's more and more people are coming out saying that Obama knew. Of course, Obama knew. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, again, we're on sort of the watch list right now, trying to see whether or not there's going to be any kind of, I guess you can say, information that's going to be coming out from our sources. We have of course, we have our sources. I'm going to go to Drudge real quick. And very seldom do I go to Drudge. Pence self-isolates, White House races to contain outbreak. Ah, the outbreak! All right. This is kind of interesting. It's interesting how left Drudge has gone. I think nobody actually goes to this one anymore. Far-right groups doxing residents reporting stay-at-home violators. Mm-hmm. That's, yeah. Soros capitalism changed forever. Trump destroying self. End of the EU. Well, that could be a really good thing. I think everybody's been saying that get rid of the EU. So anyway, we're on a little bit of a watch right now to see whether or not this is going to happen for Flynn, and the judge is going to make a decision. So we don't listen to all the different sources. We have little things going on all the time on the screens here. That's why I get a little bit diverted from my attention span so quick. Oh, I feel like a little kid sometimes. But anyway. Getting back to the conversation that we're having about New California versus what Donald Trump may do versus lawsuits, Elon Musk. Let's throw a whole bunch of stuff in there, you know. So anyway, you've got this building notion, and of course, California Republican Party is all in on trying to probably not get the president elected. I think that goes without saying. There hasn't been a cleaning of the House of other than people that have been basically decidedly against the president from the get-go. They're still there. So the California Republican Party, which seems to be headed by a couple of somewhat quasi-constitutional attorneys, seem bent on dismantling everything around President Trump so that he loses again, I believe, and loses California. So be prepared for that if, in fact, these individuals make inroads between now and the election, which is a long ways away, actually. I mean, it's short, but it's long. It's long enough for them to do damage to the electorate and to see that maybe things aren't quite going to be turned on their head like everybody thinks. A big question will come up tomorrow. They have this election going on down there in the 25th district, which is around the Lancaster area in Southern California. And this is, of course, Katie Hill's old district. Remember, she resigned because of the throuples. You know, it turned out to be a quadruple. The throuple, right? Anyway, she was bisexual, and she was switching back and forth between individuals and all the naked pictures and all the stuff that she was doing. And she was going through the election to get elected. I mean, and then she comes to Washington and starts up more affairs with, you know, bisexual affairs with this, that, and the other. Unbelievable. Anyway, so she resigned in disgrace. And, of course, everybody, she came up with all the excuses in her final speech before the House. I mean, this is anyway, this special election is tomorrow. And it's interesting how this has all of a sudden changed the dynamics of what's going on here in California. First of all, you got a dictator, and the dictator spoke on Friday and said that Thursday, and is mailing out ballots to every house, everybody in California that signed up to be, signed up for the voting, registered to vote. And anyway, so now everybody's going to get mail-in ballots. Shocking. So now you have that district down there where the Democrats have actually opened up, or the county clerk down there, registrar of voters, has opened up in a very, very strong Democratic district an open air polling station where you can turn in your ballots, you can vote right there, and all this good stuff. Now it's open air because of obviously the COVID virus. Real concerns about that, right? Excuse me. Speaking of the virus, my allergy. Listen, our allergies this year are outrageous. Even I have them. Lots of honey. Take raw honey for that. Anyway, you see, it's a perfect timing. They had to have this 25th district, at least the Democrats did. So they're saturating now with the mail-in ballots. And, of course, this is complete voter fraud. Complete. It's ballot stuffing. You lose custody of your ballots as soon as you put it in the mailbox. You don't know where it's going to go. You don't know if it's going to be taken down to be counted. You have no control over that. The only way you have real control over your ballot is to go down and vote in person and give your ballot right there to the person that's in charge of it. And that is supposed to get picked up and then taken down and counted. But, you know, this is not the case in California, and it's going to be not the case for the rest of the nation. And last night we had Don Wilson on our public call for New California, and it was really kind of amazing what was going on, because this whole thing that was emanating from the call and from what, because Don used to actually do these kind of things where he'd investigate various possible voter fraud and so on. But he was very, very clear that this is complete voter fraud going on by the sitting governor. El Presidente, the dictator, el dictator. That's what we have right now. And it's even more honed than Jerry Brown, because I don't think I could be wrong. We have to check this out. But, you know, we got so many bills going through. Has this governor actually proposed a bill, brought it to either the Senate or the Assembly for passage? Has the executive done that? It doesn't look like he has. But according to the stories that we're getting, El Presidente, so to show you how he's acting here, El Presidente himself, Gavin Newsom, has actually, what he's actually done is let's get to the story here. He's brought forward, God, how many is it here? Newsom's mass fail safety, Obama panics, three counties. Okay, this is, I'm sorry, I got to refresh my little storyteller here. Let's see. Gavin Newsom, how many does he have? Oh, got to go to the wrong, got to go to the right place, right, the wrong website, actually. See if we've got it up here yet. I think we do. Recent post. Anyway, Gavin Newsom has made it his quest to run the state by executive orders now. Newsom 37 executive orders, 172 laws that have been changed, and no hearings, debate, or vote on them. That's the way it is in California. This came out from Steve Frank. It's a lead-in to another bigger story. And you can go to the New California State website. It says here, in total, without notice, public hearings, or a vote of the legislature, the Supreme Leader, the regressive Democratic Governor Newsom, has issued a total of 38 executive orders. How come it says 37 there and 38 there? I don't know. The latest, a couple of days ago, mandating the November election is only by mail-in ballot. No vote of the legislature, no public input, like the Supreme Leader of North Korea. Newsom is dictating the terms of the elections. Now, I know that this is the first time that Steve and other people have really kind of said this about Newsom being that it's complete. we've been saying this for years about Jerry Brown, and now they're starting to catch on. I don't know what the deal is. They're starting to catch on that this guy's a complete dictator. Anyway, 172 laws that have been changed. Again, without public hearing or notice, discussion, or a single legislative vote. See, the Senate and the Assembly were very surprised when they, well, the Senate was, but the Assembly was very surprised when they came back and no governor.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, anyway, we're talking about Gavin Newsom being a dictator. We're talking about which is the better track to follow, change out the governor, put in a new legislature, then move on, right? And then not make a new state, New California. Okay, so we'll sort of, this is the debate that's going on right now. And because obviously the Republicans, the ensconced Republican Party, wants to be large and in charge, and of course they're no good, basically. They're never Trumpers and always have been and always will be, but they're schmarming around to try and disrupt and destroy Donald Trump. That's really kind of what they're trying to do. But their methodology is going to be a little bit of a mix, I think, because they might realize that the President of the United States actually does have it in his hands right now. He's got the authorities to actually change out the governor of California. And Gavin Newsom, being the dictator that he is probably looking pretty plumb to be actually taken out as the governor of California because of his dictatorial style. Now, I want to go through this. This is Steve Frank has kind of awakened to this. We've been talking about this for years. In fact, that's why we are doing New California for the last 5 years. That's what we've been up to because of this. Now, finally, shocking. He's a dictator. I'm surprised. Well, the government system in California has been over years brought to this point. It's been a process to get to a dictatorship like this, a pure dictatorship. So in the article that, in the lead-in to an article, this is a blog spot that he put out, Steve Frank. You know, I like the way he does it. I'm not criticizing Steve about putting the information out, but for everybody in concern, it's a wake-up call. The wake-up call happened for us years ago, and we've kind of thoroughly examined the possibilities here, and now all of a sudden, it's like navel-gazing the people in the Republican Party of California who have been either part of the problem or part of a system that is deliberately they're trying to destroy. And there's been a lot of these people that have been brought into the system with the intent of destroying the system. No question about it. And that's the way it goes. I mean, this is the way these things work, to destroy the system politically. So Newsom has 38 executive orders out, 172 law changes. There's been no hearings, no debate, or no votes. Okay. So, I mean, you know, you have a bicameral legislature that you're supposed to run, and California does not have that. It's all gone. It's all gone kaput. There is no bicameralism here, and for a number of different reasons. And anyway, so he's issued these things. So there's 172 laws, according to an article that was reprinted by one of the, I'm going to go to the little link here we got there, 172 laws, no changes. And this was an article by Assemblyman Kevin Kiley, which I do appreciate. Statutes changed by executive orders in response to COVID-19, the Bagley-Keene Act and Brown Act violated. I mean, business and professions codes. He's got a whole series of them that have been absolutely incredibly modified. I mean, law after law after law has been changed because of his executive orders. Okay, though, this is called a dictatorship. Hello, for those of you that are just studying civics, this is not a Republican form of government. Oh, really? And of course, we have clearly defined that in the New California State Movement. Here's my feelings about this, though. Those that are trying to save California from itself and reincarnate the California Republican Party after much angst, and you know, conservatives have just had it with them. The deceptions, you know, the recall issue, which came out, the nothing more than an exercise in futility, and all that was done by the California Republican Party, of course. Because, you know, they want to assuage those conservatives and play you along. California, believe it or not, is mostly conservative. I'd say 70% of the state is conservative. And you say, oh, you can't vote. You can't. You guys are voting these people. No, we're not. The system is so corrupted. The system is completely corrupted. Hence his executive order to mail out ballots now. Come on. Conservatives, though, it's a dictatorship, and it's been done in a progressive fashion over years to years to years to get us to this point. That's my whole position. Now, if you're thinking, and you're a California Republican loyal, we're going to be Republican strong, everybody in California this and you know, that's bad thinking, because that's not going to work for you. What makes you think it's going to work for you this time when it hasn't worked before? That's because the cards are totally stacked against you. There's only one thing that's going to change that for you, and that is a new state. That's the only thing that's going to change any of this for you, is a new state. It has nothing to do with you trying to alter, change, amend, whatever, and using the California system of governance to correct itself. It's not going to work. It is not going to work. And you think, well, Donald Trump's going to come in here and he's going to change it. How is he going to do that? What are the mechanisms for change by which Donald Trump can actually do that? If he hasn't done it yet, he needs to do it soon. And, of course, he's got a lot on his plate, doesn't he? this whole COVID thing has absolutely turned things upside down, of course. It's really affected California. And now you got people like Elon Musk begging to get out of California, actually telling people that he's going to leave California, the last automotive manufacturing, the last of the big manufacturing in California. So the California system of governance, the dictatorship that we've had here, and it's a communist socialist state. Look what it's done. Look what it has done. It has managed to kill every large industry that we've had in California, including aerospace. And now Elon Musk, you don't think that SpaceX is going to stick around, do you? Elon Musk runs Tesla, but he also runs SpaceX. Hello? Hello? And the only semblance of a space program that we have in California right now, and, well, we got some good stuff going on in Lancaster, Palmdale, upper reaches of L.A. County, which is New California, I might add. We have the B-21 bomber. That's a multi-trillion dollar proposition going on up there. We understand that. We appreciate that. But, of course, guess what? It's in the heart and soul of what? That whole 25th district. And what are they doing in the 25th district? They're trying to corrupt it. Again, see, this is a big deal down there. They're going to try and save the aerospace industry in California by making sure the Democrats get that whole district back again. This is the Hill thing. It all comes down. It's all related. But my point is this: is you have a system in California that's so corrupt it cannot be changed overnight. It cannot be changed in one fell swoop with one election. And to think that you're going to turn this whole system around by resurrecting the party that destroyed the Republican Party with the same cast of characters that are there, creating all the subterfuge and all the deceit, all the deception, all the traitorous activities to make sure that Donald Trump is not elected, is not going to be a winning formula for you. It's not. You will not win the election by the utilization of the same people who brought you the same losing strategy in the years past. For some reason, people think, oh, it's a Republican Party thing and Donald Trump is the president and he's going to bring it home. He won't bring it home. Not if you stick with the old Republican Partyism. He didn't bring it home the last time for California, did he? What makes you think he can do it this time? If it's left up to the current Republican Party to do that. That's why you have New California, folks. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Put best night's sleep in the whole wide world. Visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, so let's take a look at the recent events, if you will, of what's been going on with our governor just in the last since Friday, actually. Since Friday, which I think is interesting. The governor has come out against, I guess you would say, the three counties in California that have decided that they're not going to follow along with it. They're going to open it up, and they opened it up on last week. And, of course, they instantly came down with mega people coming in from all over the place, closing up restaurants and things like that, and you know, making sure they're going to pull all your alcohol licenses, and so you can't serve alcohol. And then, of course, we had a big protest thing going on at the Waffle House down there in Fresno, and two people were basically arrested and carted away because they were trying to get in and eat, and they had, you know, it was Adolf Hitler, you know, the whole nine yards. It was Hitlerian. What's been going on. And this, of course, has been widely panned over the weekend here in California with the governor, Gavin Newsom, coming out with all these different edicts. And it's been kind of a catch-as-catch-can, I guess you could say, for the governor. Says, this is what the governor comes up with. First of all, let's back up a few things here a little bit. This is an interesting one. Newsom's mask fail safety standards. All right, this is from Agenda 21 Radio. To give you an idea where this is going. This is from the Epoch Times. California Governor Gavin Newsom. $1 billion deal with a Chinese company to produce protective masks during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic has soured as the masks failed to meet national safety and health standards. Shocking. Shocking. The deal has been a source of controversy and confusion among legislators ever since Newsom announced it on April 7th without releasing the details of the contract to state lawmakers. Now, of course, the state lawmakers have not been in session. Yay! We're absolutely happy about the state legislators not being in session. Because after all, in California, it's an 11-month legislature. What could possibly go wrong with legislators legislating for 11 months? Hello, you get dictatorship plus all the other things going on. Okay, so you get those things. Excuse me, coffee time. Oh boy, I'm sorry for that little necessary interruption. Newsom's office finally revealed an amended contract to lawmakers on May 6th. Now, I think what was it, May 4th, a week ago? Is it a week ago? Yeah, May 4th or 5th. the company, or excuse me, the legislature, the assembly came back. Now, today, you've got the Senate coming back. Now, my understanding is that during this, a Democrat asked a question about, well, they wanted to see the contract. And the guy from the Office of Emergency Services under Newsom said, no, you're not getting that. It's private. Private? And you can't see it. Yeah, it's what was it? Word? One private, it was something else. Anyway, proprietary or something like that. And so they were denied to see the contract. Like, what? Yeah, well, hey, you know, all I can say is taste your own medicine, right? The governor's now telling you to F off. Right? That seems to be the popular word by the assembly members down there, to tell people to F off, you know, like, you know, Elon Musk. Says Newsom office finally revealed an amended contract to lawmakers on May 6th after the company responsible for providing the mask, Build Your Dreams Auto Company, was forced to return half of the initial $495 million down payment because the mask they delivered failed to get the approval of the National Institute of Occupational Safety at OSHA, in other words, NIOSHA. A redacted copy of the amended contract obtained by the Epoch Times shows that the company has until the end of the month to comply with delivering masks that pass the certification standards, or they must return the other half of the money. Governor Gavin Newsom's $1 billion deal with Build Your Dreams is crumbling, Assemblyman Kevin Kiley of Rockland said. In a May 6 tweet, predictably, the N95 mask failed a test from the National Institute of Occupational Safety, forcing California to seek a refund. The contract is for a total of 300 million N95 masks at a cost of $3.30 per mask. On May 6, the contract was amended to extend the deadline for the approval from April 30th to May 31st. If BYD cannot get the approval of OSHA, by then, the amended contract gives the company until June 5th to refund the remaining $247 million to the state. Brian Ferguson, the Deputy Director for Crisis Communication and Public Affairs for the Governor's Office of Emergency Services, told the Epoch Times on May 8th that the mask did not fail a test, but rather not pass certain certification yet. There is a provision in a contract, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so we got that little issue going on for the governor. And to show you, you know, the dictator's not, things just aren't working too well for people. Three counties could lose disaster aid, California governor warns. Now, this is the dictator thing coming out again. This is why we say we got a dictator right here. When we had one with Jerry Brown, people just weren't waking up yet. Says officials in Yuba, Sutter County, and Modoc counties all allowed businesses to reopen because they have fewer coronavirus cases than any other parts of the state. However, the businesses allowed to reopen are outside the scope of Newsom's plan, including dine-in restaurants, hair and nail salons, and shopping malls. And the director of the Office of Emergency Service sent a letter to the three counties on Thursday warning they might lose their eligibility for funding if Yuba County believes there is no emergency such that it can ignore the governor's executive orders or the state public health officer's directives. The county would not be able to demonstrate that it was extraordinarily and disproportionately impacted by the COVID-19 virus. Yeah, there you go. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com, State of the Future. And visit our website. We got two of them. The one is going to take over the next one. we think this week, we'll have to see by the end of the week how that all works out. It's a little bit more difficult than you realize, putting these websites together, making things coordinate with different activities that are supposed to go on with them. Anyway, that's just my opinion that's out there. We've got a lot of stuff coming back in the next hour I want to talk to you about, and a lot of it centers around what's going on with this Elon Musk business and, of course, the new California State movement and all the things that are happening there. A lot of stuff. We really had some big weekend activities going on, a lot of demonstrations and people getting involved and engaged in what's going on with the protests and so on about this the state. And, of course, we have our grievance reading. Every Tuesdays, we're reading grievances, and that's really catching on in a lot of different places, and we really appreciate everybody coming out and supporting that. And a lot of the counties that we're having up to 23 or 24 now, I think we have even more. We got addresses again. So this is a building process. We'll have all of our counties reading these grievances at one time. It's going to be kind of interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. And getting the attention of all the people that need to have their attention brought down to the new California level. It's kind of interesting how people are, lining up deceivers out there for the president, which is an interesting process. And we know that. This is the thing why we do Agenda 21 Radio, so we can put the red flags out and the green flags as well, because we got a lot of green things going on. And green in the sense that, go, 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 it's good to go. The green light type of thing. None of this ecology business. No, no, no. Listen, I'm an environmentalist. I understand what the scam is all about with global warming and climate change. all you need to do is ask them one question. Can you tell me what the element carbon is? What it does? Where it's at? I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said it. What is carbon? Let them tell you that's an element. Really? Where do you, well, you know, if they have any kind of modicum of understanding about what carbon actually truly is, they might really not be a supporter of the climate change business. Anyway, that's just my little two cents. We got a lot of things coming up here in the next hour, so stay with us. Agenda 21 Radio on Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster. Red State Talk Radio. Yep. Anyway, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans. And you know we are. And don't let anybody tell you differently. Thanks for listening. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.